It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You know, guys, I am really enjoying summer this year. I'm having such a great time going to a lot of different places. I've had a chance to visit some really great destinations. And you know what? Some of them I would not think about as summer destinations. You know, because in our minds, you know, a lot of times we think about summer destinations, we think about camping or going to the beach. They're like kind of specific things that we think about, generally speaking, when we start talking about summer vacations. But, you know, there are these other places out there that we associate a little bit more with winter, and you don't think about, well, how about a trip there during the summer? And one of those places that I had a chance to go to was Vail, Colorado. Now, if you're like me, you really don't think about Vail as a summer destination. You're thinking skiing, you know, all of those winter sports activities, that Vail, Colorado is all about that. But, you know, you got to switch it up sometimes and think about things in a different way. And I had the opportunity to go to Vail a couple of weeks ago. So I had a chance to really see what Vail has to offer. It is definitely a summer getaway. So that show is coming up a little bit later. Actually, the show today is not about Vail. It's about an area in New York, very near to Syracuse. I had a chance to go there as well. And Syracuse is another one of those cities that when you hear the name Syracuse, you think snow and, you know, not just snow, but feet deep in snow when you think about Syracuse, New York. But there is an area near Syracuse called Chautauqua County, New York, and they have a lot of great things going on there. And summer is the perfect time to visit this particular area. I would really highly suggest a tour, really, of the whole area of Chautauqua County, because they have all these different things you can do there. There's a wine trail, there's cultural and historical attractions, as well as a lot of time to also enjoy some of the lakes that are in the area and really have that time to relax, do some water activities out on the lake, and really have a great time. Now, when I was there, I had a chance to do a little bit of all of the things I just mentioned, the cultural things, the wine trail, checking out some historical attractions. But in the evenings, I would go back to this hotel that was just open. So I have to tell you guys about this, because the Chautauqua Harbor Hotel is really, really very fantastic. It just recently opened and it sits right on the lake there. So the outdoor area, you can go, you can sit out, you can have dinner, you can walk along the boardwalk there, watch the sunset, which is what I did. And really, I love sunsets. If you guys follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you already know that anyway, because I'm always, always posting these sunset pictures and sunrise pictures when I can get up early enough. I get those as well. But the hotel there is fantastic. When you talk about serenity, but also a few activities that you could do. There are all of these fire pits that are around as well, so you can sit out by those in the afternoons and in the evening. Now, this whole tour to Chautauqua County and the area there really is probably a little bit more for adults, and I'll tell you why. And I'm not saying you can't take the kids and the children and the multi-generational vacations that I know we all like to take, that you can't do those. But some of the things I'm going to share with you today probably do lean a little bit more toward those adult vacations, those adult getaways. And sometimes we want to do that anyway. Maybe we want to go without the children and just in search of some opportunities to have some leisurely learning experience, taking some historical tours, maybe the arts, cultural attractions, and I did mention wine because there's some great wine destinations there. But I want to start off telling you guys about my tour there. And my first stop was Dunkirk Lighthouse. Now, for lighthouse lovers, this would definitely would be one of those ones that you want to have on your list, because visitors who love to explore history and operational lighthouses, not just, you know, a lighthouse there where you can go and say, oh, well, one day, you know, maybe it will come back into being an operational lighthouse. This one is actually still one. And you can visit the museum that they have there and learn all about lighthouses, some of the sailors and the marine activities that took place, the reason really why the lighthouse was there. And also the thing that I thought was really unique about the Dunkirk Lighthouse is that you also have a chance to see the living space of the lighthouse. And just a few years ago, you know, maybe the, you know, the lighthouse workers and owners were still there living in the house. So it's very unique to go and check that out. And for all of you who are very much into like ghost stories and things like that, there are some stories about that house part of the lighthouse actually being haunted. So raise your hand if you are like those folks who like to hunt and find those ghost stories. If you do, you definitely want to check out the lighthouse then for that. Now, the other thing too about the lighthouse that I thought was really great is that there's an observation deck. So you can climb up there, take a look over Lake Erie, and really just spend some time reflecting and just having that cool breeze come and just look out over, you know, the lake there. Because those big lakes up there, if you guys have been to those before, you know, they don't really look like lakes. They look like the ocean. So definitely want to check out DunkirkLighthouse.com and go ahead and make some plans to go there and check those out. Now, I did mention wine. So if you like to do wine tastings and go on like these wine tours, you can certainly do that as well. I had a chance to go to Liberty Vineyards, and it has a long list of very tasty wines that really are there that they're going to please any palate of all of the wine connoisseurs. So you can go there, you can do your wine tasting, you can really look around, check out a little bit of people watching as well, because I enjoy watching people actually have those wine tastings and see which ones they're choosing as well and trying those out. So definitely check them out. There's also the Bricks Winery, which provides another great opportunity for wine tasting and stopping by to find just that right wine to complement your meal. And not only your meal while you're traveling, bring a couple of bottles back home as well. And take some of those home so that you can have those great wines from New York at your home with some of your meals that you prepare right at home. And then the third winery that I want to share with you that I had a chance to tour as well was the Johnson Estate Winery. And for wine tasting, this is really great because they will also let you walk around and tour the vineyards. So you get a chance to see how the grapes are growing, and they'll have some conversation with you about, you know, the way that the grapes are planted and the space between the vines and everything. So it's really an educational way to really see why even that area is known for great wines. Because did you know that there are very special conditions that must exist in order for our grapes to grow successfully? And this area around Chautauqua is perfect for grapes, and it allows the wineries to produce really some of the best tasting grapes, which of course equals then to some of the best tasting wines in the region. And the last thing I want to share with you is that I had so much fun laughing and reminiscing. Because again, raise your hand if you were a Lucille Ball fan or a Desi fan as well. Because didn't you know that Lucille Ball is from that area? Oh yes, that is right. There were so many photographs to remind you of her youth and growing up in the area that you could just see around at different places that we visited. And in particular at the Harbor Hotel where I stayed, there were photographs of the amusement park, one of the first places where she actually worked. You can see photos of her there. I didn't recognize her immediately because I just know as this iconic actress in I Love Lucy. I mean, how many nights that we spend time sitting around the TV laughing at all the antics that that Lucy did in those shows. So you can definitely check out the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum to see the memorabilia of her life, and also too, to see all of the contributions that they made, not only to comedy, but also to broadcasting. So many shows were produced by the Desilu Productions. So you can also see all of those things. But now, one of the reasons why I'm so excited about this and talking about it as a adult vacation spot. So when you think about camping, especially camping that we did as kids, it was all of those fun activities. We learned things, had a chance to explore, made new friends. Well, as an adult, you can do that too at the Chautauqua Institute. That's the spot. There's so many opportunities there. You can focus on the arts. You can focus on dance to music to meeting great authors who are writing some of the best-selling books. Come there to speak. And I had an opportunity to spend some time there with the Director of Strategic Communications and Community Relations. His name is Jordan Steves. And I had a great conversation with him, and he explains all of the things that you can do so that you all can also start planning a vacation getaway to go there as well. So I want to share my conversation with him in the next segment coming up. But right now, I just want you to sit tight, because when we come back, we'll have that conversation. But I want to tell you also, too, that a great place to go for summer vacation, Sapelo Island and the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Check them out at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. There's a vacation cottage waiting for you, and you can do the beach thing there. No wine tasting unless you bring it yourself, but you can definitely check out the beach. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Jordan Steves, the Director of Strategic Communications and Community Relations at Chautauqua Institute. Back in a moment.